Today, I've got a coffee in front of me, and I'm not going to tell you who roasted it. I'm only going to tell you the ingredients in that espresso blend. Now, country of origin is North Sumatra. Then there's an Ethiopian, Yirgacheffe, Aricha. I'm quite familiar with that. This is a sun-dried, natural. And in fact, the Raya Batak, the North Sumatran, is a honey process. So these two processes kind of guide me towards expecting something gloopy, syrupy, very sweet in the cup. And as a third ingredient in that espresso blend, you've got another Ethiopian Yirgacheffe. This time, it's fully washed. Now, the other thing which is a little bit exceptional about this coffee is that it is quite old. It is 6 months off the roast. Almost 6 months. It was roasted on the 6th of May. Today we're the 2nd of September. So, your maths are as good as mine. This is not the freshest coffee ever. It has a 6 month best before date on it. It's been well sealed, obviously, in a one-way valve. I've just snipped it open. I've laid it out on a kitchen roll as per usual, given it the coffee mumbo jumbo treatment. Extracted it, used 18.5 gram dosage. And first of all, the nose of the roasted coffee before the grind, a very sweet sensation lifting off the roasted beans. So again, to be expected, that's great. Roasted, medium roast, I would say. Not terribly dark and not terribly light either. So mid-range, I'd say. Possibly I would have a preconceived conception just because I know the age of that. But the experiment is, why is it so important? And is it important to have a freshly roasted coffee with an optimum window of, let's say, 7, 8, 9, 10 days off the roast to let it degas a little more, and then maybe within the first 3 weeks to a month of that roast? That is the window of opportunity. This is the window where beans should really excel and do excel when you are drinking them, brewing with them, and especially when you're using the harsher method of an espresso machine at 9 pressure bar. That is kind of, yes, I would say a harsh way of extracting, but a delicious way of extracting at the same time, where all the goodness from the bean and, well, still some gases and are in there, the oils are in there, and all this comes through the extraction into your glass, onto your palate, and just is supposed to delight. Well, already when I ground the coffee, still kind of a nice smell. Tamped it well, put it in the coffee machine, the R58, which I'm using. And already the extraction shows me that it was on the thin side. Now, why is it thin? Well, it's been degassing quite a lot. So the stream of the coffee extraction will be thinner. So still in 29 seconds, it yielded me 30 grams of coffee. But quite thin, not a lot of crema, not a lot of Guinness effect happening there. And putting my nose to it, I can still smell the sweetness, which I'm expecting. I can smell this honey process. I can smell what I'm familiar with when I know that the process is a sun-dried or honey process. Fully washed still, depending on the coffee. Obviously, you get lovely aromas on the nose coming through. But on the mouth, should be a little bit, fresher, a little brighter. So a lovely combination, actually, this. But I will say that when I've put my lips to it and when I drank it, it did not so much disappoint, because in a way I knew it wasn't going to be as thick, as gloopy, as rich as this combination of beans and process has in it. So this is just a boo to tell you that freshness really is important. Probably if I do a gentler extraction mode, so if I use a filter coffee, if I use the AeroPress, or if I use the V60, it's not going to be as apparent because it's not as harsh, it's gentler. But I am somewhat, disappointed is not the right word, because I know what to expect in a way. But I just, you know what would be really interesting is to do a side-by-side. Get a coffee that's 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months off the roast, and get one that's in the optimum window, the exact same coffee, and then see for yourself what I'm actually talking about. Because it is so important to honor that freshness. Difficult, obviously, for the roaster to know how many coffees he's going to sell or she's going to sell, unless they have standing orders. But if you have like an online business, maybe it's not so easy to do. I don't know. But it would be so beautiful to have this coffee in the optimum window, because I'm sure that richness, that gloopiness, that thickness, that velvety feeling that would reach my tongue and my palate would definitely be there. Good ingredients, just a bit too old, sadly. Actually, I just have to say one more thing. Now that espresso has cooled down a little more, a mouthfeel still disappoints in a way, but the flavors are there. This is why it's so sad, you know, that it's just not in its optimum window. The flavors are there. I think the juiciness that comes through from the washed process, the juiciness is there. The variety of notes are there. If you pay attention to it, mouthfeel disappoints. This could be a winner if only it was in the optimum window.